messy studio. The studio is very small and it's composed by us, that me, that I'm Zeno, the author and the one who's making the graphic style and the story.
And I'm Federico, the developer of Universal Sail.
With us there is also Guglielmo that is making the music, and so is the studio is all of us, only three. And yes, the idea of making these video games comes some like 2 years ago. The main point was because I was trying to make a comics with this story, and then when I discussed with Federico about this idea, it comes the idea to make it like a video game. And we already do at the time we already do some experiment in the video game, but nothing very serious. We do some apps with the phone and stuff, but we want to make something more bigger. And then so we try in the COVID period to experiment with Universe for Sale, and it goes well. It was very nice, the product that we go on, that we create, and yes, that is Holy Star.
So Universe for Sale, just to sum up, a sci-fi narrative game set on planet Jupiter, in which you follow a mysterious cultist. He meets up with a woman called Lila, who's a vendor, and she has the ability to create universes, or rather make them visible. And now for our Gamescom special episodes this year, we prepared three questions for you. I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
So question one, I tried to outline the story a bit, but I feel like you really need to go into detail to understand this world you created. And in your game description, you also mentioned that the story is about human relationship and self-acceptance. So can you take us maybe deeper into the story without spoilers, of course, and tell us?
It's not that easy.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Yeah, tell us if this game has some sort of message too.
When you see this game, maybe you expect a story like Star Wars or something, maybe action or stuff. So. With human relationship is something I want to point out, that is all of these settings is only to make something to talk about, and meanwhile to talk about the feeling of the character and what they are their lives in this planet and how it goes their lives, and doing all this this meeting and this chatting, these small talks, after a while you start to understand there is something more obviously deeper in the narrative and in the story of this game that you must discover and see what we want to put in the final of the game. So between human relationship is more like a get in the mind of the characters and see what is inside.
And you can't go too deep, otherwise you will spoil the story, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we don't
have
that.
Second question, with what did you struggle the most during the development of Universe for Sale?
Okay, maybe we're just in June. And being true, it's nice because we can work faster to speak with each other, and even with the engine I use, it's easy in true. It's easier in true. But well, there are a lot of parts in the development that are really repetitive. So there are some kind of development which are a little boring, but yeah, it's normal. It's part of the game.
And there is a lot of work.
In general, in true, there is a lot of work, actually.
And it's increasing, every day it's increasing. It's not good. Every time it's going
Yeah, because every time you have an idea, no, we can put this, we can put this, and you put work on work.
Work. It's a tree of work. You start a little, and then.
At the beginning, we even try with voice acting. We want to put that in the prologue demo. But then at that time we didn't have a publisher behind, so we didn't know if we ever found a publisher in the future, so we put away this idea.
It was too much for us.
It was too much effort and too much money.
Even too much work, because it was a lot of stuff to consider. And,
yeah.
I think it's better that way, because you have this nice music in the background, and I didn't feel like the voice acting is necessary.
It's necessary.
No, in fact we try to do our best to make softer even without the voice acting. There is a little bubbling for every character, the character that is different for every character. We try to do our best with the things that we have, essentially. So
final question, what part of the game are you really proud of?
That's hard.
No, in general, every time you open the game, how does it feel, the general composition? Because our obviously was to make something very coherent, you know, 360 coherency, that everything is put for to make like a living comic book. We feel that we, from that point of view, is we center what we want to make. So now our objective is to continue to keep that quality for all the game, and it's hard.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I did the same, because right now the prologue is that you just see some shot and there is on Steam is the one that I like most, just because it's finished. It's complete with all the lights and all the stuff. And we know that quality is amazing and we want to do that. But right now, for the publisher and for working for show, how we are working, we're working a different way. We are just doing backgrounds, just doing little dialogues, placeholder dialogues. So it's just the entire game in a draw mode.
It's like a storyboard.
Right
now there is all the game that is like a storyboard. We are working something that is not beautiful.
It's not satisfying.
It's hard to keep the imagination here, but it will be like that. It's working. We know that we can do something nice.
Yeah, cool.
So it's always to keep the flow, keep the imagination, and be sure that it's working.
Yeah, cool. Is there a planned release date yet?
For the release? For now we have 2023 in general, because we have a precise schedule, but there are a lot of stuff that to consider, so we don't want to make a final date for now.
Yeah, sure.
A second half of 2023.
Yeah, something like that. We have the release of the Anus with our cooperation with Olin that will come around September, but we have to see. And then we will hope that we'll make some news every month to show how the game is working.
Okay, cool. And also during Gamescom, is there also the prologue? Can people play it on Steam or something?
Right now it's not completely on Steam, because we are making some updates and stuff, but if it's not now, it will be next week or something.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much, you guys, and good luck with the game. It looks awesome, and have fun at Gamescom.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the interview.